Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm just in time from Main Street, where Jesus makes a difference every day. And you're joining us for our VBS closing program on July the 31st, 2011.
Super sleuths, and some of these guys are super sleuths, and our radical writers, and all of them learned Psalm 25, 4, and 5, and we're going to show that to you right now, nice and loud. Ready? Psalm 25, 4, and 5. Show me your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Long. It is not all day short. He is with us all day long. All right, you guys can come up. Hello?
Hey, where am I?
This is Main Street. I'm Becca Director. Who are you?
I'm Steven Streetwise.
Nice to meet you, Steven.
Yeah, you too.
Well, you look kind of down. Are you okay?
Well, I'm lost. I have no idea where I'm at.
Well, do you know where you're going?
I'm going to Beulah City, but I must have a hole in my pocket, because I can't find my wallet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not good. I'm sorry.
So I'm stuck here, and to make it worse, I'm hungry, and I have no money to buy food.
Oh, no. I am so sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
And my face went into pie. And I cannot get the coloring sprinkles out of my hat.
Have you tried Clorox yet?
Not yet.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Oh, hello.
Welcome to Main Street. This is Steven Streetwise.
Oh, hello, Steven. I am Chef Pierre Monfrere.
And I'm just in time, bus driver to the stars.
And I'm Heidi Claire, super sleuth extraordinaire.
What is wrong, mon ami? You look down.
Well, I'm lost. I don't know where I'm at, and I had no money to buy food or to get a bus ride out of here. So yeah, I'm down.
Poor guy. Hey, Chef Pierre and Justin Tom can help you, can't you?
Sure could, right, Pierre?
That is right. I can make you an exquisite sandwich from my brown bag bistro.
And I'd be happy to give you a lift on the bus.
Really? Why would you care about me?
Because of compassion, of course.
Compassion? And what's with all that snapping? What do you mean, compassion?
Well, Stephen, it's our word on the street. And every week this summer, we had a word on the street, and we've snapped to remind us that Jesus turns our world inside out and upside down. Guys, let's tell him, what is compassion?
Showing kindness to other people, no matter who they are.
I hear some of our bistro buddies have been working at Parable Productions. They can reenact a scene from the Bible to show you what compassion is.
And while you are listening, I'll go make the sandwich.
And I'll make sure my bus is fitter than a fiddle for your trip.
At Parable Productions, what we did is we acted out parables. And this parable that we're going to be acting out is found in Luke chapter 10. This is the parable of the Good Samaritan. We need to do a little bit of setup first. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested Jesus, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live." But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Then Jesus answered and said, let's get into the parable. This is the part where we act it out. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. My trailer. Here. Let's get you ready. Come here. Here. Are you ready? Okay. Just wait. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and while he was going along, fell among thieves. Somehow they did that too good. I don't understand. And they fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a certain priest. Good job. A certain priest came down that road. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Probably prayed for him, but definitely passed by on the other side. Okay. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at that place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, had compassion. Very good. And he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and set him on his own animal. Set him on his own animal and brought him to the inn to take care of him. And the next day he departed, and he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, "Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you." Good job. Thank you. Thank you. So which of these three, Jesus said, do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Compassion is not just thinking about or praying about. It is doing, showing kindness to other people, no matter who they are.
So you see, that's what compassion is. Showing kindness to people, no matter who they are.
I've never heard of it.
I was like that once, too, until I discovered through my super sleuthing that the people here on Main Street do a lot of really neat things that just are unheard of. I'm working on my report right now. It's going to be front page news.
Ah, Steven! I've prepared for you the specialty of the house.
A peanut butter jelly sandwich?
But of course, it is what we do best at the Brown Bag Bistro.
Really? But look at this. I mean, look at the peanut butter. It looks crunchy. I only like smooth peanut butter. And that grape, or the jelly, looks like it's grape. I only like strawberry.
I am sorry you do not like it, but I can make another one if you like.
Forget it.
I tried my best.
Here I am, Mr. Steven. Right on course and just in time.
That bus?
She ain't much to look at, but she's got it where it counts, and she'll get you there quicker than a turtle on a speedboat.
That thing doesn't even look like it could cross the street.
So you don't want to ride?
I think I'd be a lot safer walking.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but if you change your mind, I'll be back here in a bit. Right on course and just in time.
You do that. What's with these people?
They're just trying to help you, Stephen. Have you ever heard of gratitude? It's the first lesson I learned here on Main Street.
Gratitude? There's that snapping again. I guess it's another one of your words on the street.
Sure is. According to my notes, gratitude is...
being thankful for the things you've been given, even when it's hard.
Jesus told a parable about a man who hired some men to work on his land.
It was early in the morning when he saw some men. He walked right up and said to them,
you'll want to work in my vineyard today. 1 denarius will be your pay.
One denarius would be your pay.
Wait 1 minute and we'll grab our bags.
A few hours later, at 9 o'clock, the landowner saw men sitting on a rock.
You'll want to work in my vineyard today. 1 denarius will be your pay.
1 denarius, that would be rad.
Wait 1 minute and we'll grab our bags.
At noon and at 3, it happened again. The landowner hired several more men.
Then around 5 more men he found.
Yo, what you doing just standing around? If you want to work till the end of the day, 1 denarius will be your pay.
1 denarius, that would be rad. Wait 1 minute and we'll grab our bags.
When it grew dark, all the men were gathered. In the hot summer heat, they looked tired and tattered.
Pay these men for their excellent work. Start with those who came latest, and then with the first.
Ready. Wait a minute. We've been here all day. Don't pay those men a full day's wage. You should get more for all we've done. This
isn't fair, said the man who first come.
The landowner sadly replied to the man,
"This is my money and I choose how I spend. You agreed to the wage that I said. Take it or leave it," he said, shaking his head.
Hey, everybody. We all learn to adjust our attitude. Instead of complaining, let's have gratitude.
Going on. These people are so different from what I'm used to.
That's because Jesus has turned our lives inside out and upside down.
What do you mean?
I never knew about things like compassion or gratitude until I came here to Main Street, and I learned that it's Jesus who changes lives.
How does he change lives?
It's through his grace and forgiveness.
Grace? Forgiveness? I guess you're going to explain those two.
Of course. Kids, do you remember what forgiveness is?
Deciding to let go of the wrong things people do and the hurt feelings that you have.
Great. I think the preschool puppies can share what they've learned this summer to help you better understand forgiveness.
Okay, these are our preschool puppies. There are 4 and 5-year-olds, and we even have some 3-year-olds. Now, aren't they doing a good job sitting here so nice and quiet? Yeah. We learned a story that Jesus told in Matthew 18 about a king who had a servant that owed him a lot of money. Can you show me a lot of money? And that king forgave the servant and said, "That's okay that you don't have the money. I forgive you." But then that servant went away and found another man who owed him a little money. Little money. He didn't forgive him. He sent him to jail. And that is not what God wants us to do. He wants us to forgive others just like he has forgiven us. How many times did God say he would like for us to forgive? 7 times?
No.
7 times 70.
All right, now Mr. Aiden Creed and Miss Sophia Ben Cosme are going to show us how we forgive each other. Aiden, why did you take Sophia's toy? What should you do now?
Sorry.
I forgive you.
Very good.
accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven, because you were forsaken. I'm accepted.
Are you okay?
I feel bad. Like, I've never felt this way before. Now that I know what this forgiveness is, I feel like I need it. Like I need to ask some people for forgiveness. Pierre! Justin!
Bonjour!
How to do?
I have something for you.
What's this? A monster sandwich?
But of course, I made it just for you, I said. Pierre, you will outdo yourself and give him a sandwich like none other.
But why? After what I said and did? I don't see why you'd do that for me.
How do you mean?
Well, I was mean to you. I insulted you and all you were trying to do was help me. I want to ask forgiveness from both of you.
Well, my heart just melted like a glob of butter on a big old stack of flapjacks. Of course I forgive you.
Yes, consider yourself completely and totally forgiven.
Really? You mean it?
I do.
But why would you forgive me?
Well, you see, Mr. Stephen, after you experience God's grace and His forgiveness, you can't help but share it with others.
I think I understand this forgiveness. But what's this grace that you keep talking about?
Well, stick a feather in my cap and call me Yankee Doodle. There's the mayor of Main Street, Miss Donna.
Well, hi there.
Miss Donna, meet Stephen Streetwise.
Well, hi, Stephen. How are you?
We've been sharing with Stephen about how Jesus has turned our street inside out and upside down. You know, you came at just the right time. He's been asking about grace,
And you're the perfect one to tell him.
Oh.
You remember the time I went through the new roundabout the wrong way? And you showed me grace by not taking away my bus driving license?
Indeed I do, Justin. Indeed I do. Well, I'd love to share with you. In fact, I bet the children can tell us what grace is. What is it, children? Grace is... That's right. And you know, I think we had a lesson this summer about that very thing. I think I have about four people who want to come and help me with colors from our wordless book. Do you remember who you are? Those four that we had earlier? Well, while they're coming, this night, as we learned about grace, we talked about a parable. The parable of the warmest welcome. There was a young man that wanted all of his inheritance. He wanted all the money that was going to come to him. He wanted all the good things. And you know, that's kind of like us in a way. Because, you know, we've heard all about heaven. And this color of gold reminds me of heaven because we read in the Bible that the streets in heaven are paved with gold. And heaven is filled with all kinds of wonderful things that we want, that we'd like to have. And, you know, it'd be a great place for us to spend forever. But there's one problem. There's something that the next color, thank you, why don't you come sit right over there, that this dark color reminds us that there's one thing that cannot be in heaven. Do you know what that one thing is?
Sin.
That's right. And this dark page in the wordless book reminds us that all of us have sinned. The Bible tells us that all have sinned. All have fallen short of God's glory. Well, you know, back to that young man who wanted all of his father's money and wanted his inheritance. His father gave it to him, and he went out, and he did not do good things with that money, did he? And he used it all up. Thank you very much. You can go to that side now. He used all of his father's money, and then it ran out. And so he had to get a job. And he got a job doing what? Feeding pigs. Oh, and as he's feeding these pigs, he was looking at them, and at the pigs eating and their food. The yucky, gross food, the slop he was feeding them. And he said, if I was back at home in my father's house, I would be eating a lot better than this. And he even began to eat the food that he was feeding to the pigs. And then he thought, you know what? Maybe I'll go back and see if my father will let me come. Uh-oh. If you had done something wrong, and you had been foolish in how you'd spent your father's money, and you had wasted everything that your father had given you, and you went back home, what do you think your daddy would give you? No, not the man in the story. Do you think that you would get punishment? That's what we would think. But you know what? You're right. The father didn't give him punishment. Instead, he did what? He threw a big party. He showed him grace. Tell me the definition again. It's loving and accepting someone, no matter what they've done. And this red page in the wordless book reminds me that God, our Heavenly Father, does the very same thing. You know, the dark page reminded us that we've all sinned. We've all said things and done things and thought things that don't please God. And the Bible says that's sin. If you've ever sinned, raise your hand. If you've ever sinned, raise your hand. Oh, we all have, every one of us. But God, our Heavenly Father, shows us grace through the blood of His own Son, Jesus, who took the punishment for our sin at the cross. Jesus, who never did anything wrong, He never thought anything wrong. He never did anything wrong. He never said anything wrong. He never did anything to displease God, his heavenly Father. And yet, he died on the cross and he shed his blood. And this red just reminds me of that red, the blood that Jesus shed so that we could have forgiveness. And when that father and that story that Jesus told the people, when he saw his son coming, did he say, you know, I think I'll go read a good book. Is that what he said? No. Remember, we found out that he ran to meet him and he hugged him and he kissed him and he welcomed him home and threw a big, big party. Thank you. Now, you know what? When we can sit right there, almost got to your color. When we believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sin, that he took our punishment, he gave us grace, not punishment. And we tell him that we know that we've sinned, that we've done wrong, and that we're sorry for our sin, and that we know that when he died on the cross, that his blood was shed to forgive us and to take our punishment and to forgive us of our sin. He makes us clean. He makes us white as snow, the Bible says. He cleans our heart. He takes away all of our sin, doesn't he? And he forgives us. Thank you. Now you can take yours over there. And so, because of what Jesus has done on the cross, then you can have your sins forgiven, and I can have my sins forgiven. Stephen and Heidi, that's what grace is all about. Not punishment. It's grace.
So you see, Stephen, we're all born with the want to do wrong. That's just part of who we are as humans. That's called sin.
That's a word I don't know much about.
Well, Stephen, sin is anything we think, say, or do that makes God unhappy or breaks his laws, like having mean thoughts, or lying, or even stealing. You know I've lied before. That's just one of the sins that I've committed.
But how does that fit in with grace and forgiveness?
I'll tell you, like a hand in a glove. See, God extends his forgiveness to us, even though we don't deserve it, because of his grace.
But just how? And why?
Well, the how's the easy part. Remember the red page in the wordless book? The how's through Jesus. Now, remember, we said that sin is breaking God's law. And when you break a law, there's got to be a punishment, right?
Like when I shoplifted, right?
Well, that's a good example of breaking both God and man's law, but I think you're getting the idea. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, he took the punishment for your wrong things you've done.
Really?
Well, there's more than that. See, when he died on the cross, he didn't stay dead. He rose again. See, that's a miracle that only God could do. But because of that, if you believe in what Jesus did for you and have faith and accept that, he sees you as not having sin, and you can have a relationship with him.
Really? But why? As I've been listening to what you're saying, I've been thinking about it. And I just don't deserve that.
Well, you see, Stephen, none of us deserves this. But the Bible says that God demonstrates his own love to us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The why is this. He loves you.
Stephen, God loves you and wants a relationship with you. If that's something you desire, you should just tell him.
But I don't know how to pray. Is that what it is?
Well, Stephen, praying to God is simply talking to God. Just tell him what's on your heart and be totally honest.
Jesus, I don't really know how to pray. But for the first time, I believe that you can hear me. God, thank you so much for the people here on Main Street who have shown me what I failed to see before. I realize I'm not good enough to save myself, so I look to you. I realize that you died for my sins and that you want to have a relationship with me. I just pray that you'll forgive me for my sins. And thank you.
Welcome to God's family, mon ami.
I don't know what to say. Thank you so much, Pierre. And I'm sorry to all of you.
Well, if I were any happier, I'd have to hire somebody to help me enjoy it. Think nothing of it. Just as Christ forgave us, we can forgive you.
Rebecca, I think this calls for a cheer. I saw the Main Street cheerleaders here earlier. I wonder if they're still around.
They sure are.
I can't believe it. I feel changed. Inside out and upside down.
You have been changed. God's grace has saved you and made you a new person. This is going to make such a great story.
And the best way you can show this is with our final word on the street, faithfulness.
Another word on the street? Kids, do you know what this one is too?
Again, and some of the ways you can show faithfulness are going to church, reading God's word, praying, and doing what they said, using your gifts to serve others and to tell the story of Jesus to others. And oh, I think Mayor Donna has one last page of the colorless, the wordless book.
Yes, there's lots of colors, but no words, Chef Pierre. There is one more. Bring it on out. It's the green page. You see, after we've trusted Jesus to be our Savior and He lives within us, we want to live for Him. Green reminds me of growing. And we want to be able to grow with Jesus every day. They told us some good things that we can do. Read our Bible, pray, go to church, be with other Christians and be with them. But there's one more thing. Use the gifts that we've been given to serve God. And that's just what our children did this summer on Main Street. Is there a sheriff in the house? Two sheriffs I see right up there. Would you come on down? And also, Miss Amy, our Fun Factory leader. This summer, the boys and girls brought in some things, and I'm going to let Miss Amy tell you what they've done, and then we have a presentation to make.
This year, we wanted to do a service project for our service police officers in the city, and we were blessed to have two of our service police officers, our chaplains, David and Karen. David, you can do it. We asked the kids to bring in stuff for the goodie bags, and I know that they need this kind of stuff, and they need snacks, and they need gum, because on long shifts, they need something to keep them awake. They need notebooks, they need black and blue pens, you know, just all kinds of stuff. So when they're writing down those license plate numbers of speeders, you know, our pastor.
Yeah.
But this year we collected stuff to make 90 bags. And we would like to present that right behind David and Karen for them to take and give out to their friends in the sheriff's department so they can tell the sheriff's deputies how much that grace people show their faithfulness, compassion, forgiveness, and love from the Grace Baptist Church VBS program. So we'd like to...
Dave and Karen, see if you can pick up that big basket. Tell me what you think. Now, I know David's big and strong, and he's going to be able to do it by himself, but let's let Karen help him. Well, on one side, you get on the other. Try it. So you think that'll be enough? We can share them around?
And we're going to share this with some of our friends that work for the city, too, that take care of this area for us.
Great. All right. Thanks so much. We love you.
I just don't think I'm going to be able to remember everything I've learned here on Main Street today.
Well, we just so happen to have the perfect song that reviews all of our words on the street, but we're going to need a little crowd participation. Every time you guys hear a word on the street, we need you to. So when we say grace, you're going to. All right, and you're welcome to sing along with us, too.
I think I'm going to need a whole book to publish about the stories I've written about Main Street. Do you think I could come to Beulah City with you, Stephen?
Of course.
And I'd be happy to drive you. Hop on the bus, and we'll take you there, right on course and just in time.
Don't forget your sandwich.
Let's say.
looks like there is just one more thing to do, and I would be honored if you would let me do that. I would like to direct the kids in the last finale. Are you ready for the finale?
Shakira, I just don't think that's a very good idea.
Oh, no, I left my baton at home, and all I have is this baguette.
Go eat that, and we'll sing.
All righty.
All right, I need my hula hoop helpers to come right back up. And now that you guys know that Jesus makes a difference
every day,
we'd like for you to stand and sing our final closing song with us. And preschool puppies, we want to watch you do the motions too. You ready?
Thank you. And thank you so much. Everyone can be seated. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be with your children all summer. We thank you. We don't take that privilege lightly. We appreciate so much that you giving us that opportunity to be a part of their lives. And you know what I hope is that you've seen a difference in your children and that they've shared, as they've shared with you, the things that that we've learned. I hope that you'll also give them the opportunity to be a part of our Awana program in a couple of weeks. And as we said earlier, the registration for that is out in the lobby. Before we close, I hope that we'll take just take a minute to think about what you've seen and what you've heard tonight. And maybe you're sitting there and you've said, like Stephen Streetwise, I don't get it. I don't get this inside out and upside down, and why are people nice, and why do they treat each other that way? And, you know, even the thought of that I don't deserve God's forgiveness, but we do want to remind you of that red page in the book of His grace. And there were some boys and girls this summer that as we went through these lessons and these stories, that we stopped to think and said, is that a gift that I've received? Have I done what Stephen did? Have I ever stopped and bowed my knee and said, Lord, I've done wrong. I need your forgiveness. Have you ever done that? Have you ever made that decision? Boys and girls, have you ever made that decision to trust Christ to be your Savior? To know that He is to accept His forgiveness for your sin? Or mom and dad, have you made that decision to follow Christ and to let Him make a difference in your life? Bill Summers is going to come and Fred Holcomb. Fred's going to lead us in a song that actually the kids sang. I'm forgiven because you, Jesus, were forsaken. And if you've never made that decision, if you have never trusted what Christ did for you on the cross, then we invite you to come down. We have leaders that will slip out and come down. Leaders, if you go ahead, the children can stay there, but our leaders, if you'll come down. And we'd love to talk with you and to share with you, show you personally from God's Word how you can be forgiven and have your life turned inside out and upside down. So let's stand. Fred?
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive, well, your Spirit is within me because you died and rose again.
Amazing love.
Amazing love.
I don't think I've ever heard a program that put out the gospel so clearly and shared it in such a real way. A lot of times we send our kids off to VBS and to Awana, and we think that's a great time for them to accept Christ, and so many do. If I ask you to raise your hand, how many of you were saved at this age? I think a lot of you raise your hands. But, you know, there are a lot of you that may have never had that experience. And according to the Bible, it's an experience that has to happen to each one of us in order to have a future with Him. And I just pray, if you're here tonight and you'd watched and you've seen the kids, you say, boy, it's so exciting for them. But that same thing can happen to you. It can be a life changer, just like we want it to be for these kids. What a great time. If they can come to know the Lord now and commit themselves to Him and give their lives to Him, you know, the future is boundless and endless. But listen, that same thing can happen to you. And if you're a parent here and you're just thrilled to have your kids exposed to this and have the gospel shared, let me ask you a question. Do you need that to happen in your life as well? And that's what we're here for. Not for just the kids. We're here because God wants to do something in your life as well. I'm going to stand down here afterwards, and there are a lot of other people around that like to share. And I'd be glad to just share with you what God's done for you and what He'd like to do, I'd like to see you do in coming to know Him as Savior. So I'm going to be down here afterwards. Kids, you did a great job. These workers did a good job. They've been here night after night after night. All right. Well, if you get a chance to hug their neck and tell them what you appreciate what they've done. Let me say that if your kids don't have a church home and they're not involved, you know, that's what we're here for. We love the kids, and we just want to, well, we love everybody, but we like the kids, and we have a special ministry. Donna does such a fabulous job in building this program here. So get your kids involved, and even better, get the whole family involved. Come on, we'd be glad to have you. All right, let's close the word of prayer. Love to have you here. If anyone wants to come and meet with us, I'd sure be glad to share with you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all of these children and what you're wanting to do in their lives and what you're wanting to do in the lives of their parents. We thank you for them. We thank you for the wonderful evening we've had together. And bless now, we pray. Give us a great week as we serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.